Okay, so we are beginning Hilchos Yom Tov today. Just one quick thing to correct a read of the Rama. So the Rama says on when do we start saying Tachanun after Shavuos? So he says already the day after Isruchag you do start. That's the eighth day of Sivan. As we mentioned before, the minhag by Sephardim is to wait till the 13th. By Ashkenazim, you get various minhagim. Some start on the 8th, some start on the 13th, and some start on the 14th when they're in Chutz La'aretz. You have all the different minhagim. Okay, but that's really just to correct the read of the Rama. Okay, so now, Ezehu Melachos Asurim B'Yom Tov. We're in Tav Tzadi Hei, Seif Aleph. Any malacha that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. And that applies to an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Darabanan. We're going to obviously learn exceptions. And it applies also to Amira La'akum. Alright, telling an Anju. Chutz, okay, let's start off with the first main exception, is Mimalachas Ochel Nefesh. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Ochel Nefesh. Anything relating to preparing food. Anything, again, we're gonna learn and qualify all the details as we go along. So, Ochel Nefesh, we all know, that's a pasuk. You're allowed to do that on Yom Tov itself. Vechutz, and also, well, these are extensions that are permitted because of Ochel Nefesh. Mehotza'a vehavara. Since Ochel Nefesh is mutter, also it's a blanket heter that you're allowed to carry. Again, we're going to qualify everything, but you're allowed to carry, even if it's you're not eating what you're carrying, you're still allowed to carry, and you're allowed to play with fire. You're allowed to use fire. V'chen machshirei ochel nefesh shelo haya efshar la'asot etmol. Now, also, not only ochel nefesh itself, but even machshirei ochel nefesh. Preparations is not the exact translation, but enabling yourself to cook, such as fixing your dishes, your pots, a skewer, your fork, your knife, all these things are also mutter, even though it could have been done. It's only mutter though. These are things obviously you could have done before, but it's only mutter if shelo haya efshar la'asota me'etmo. That you are not able to do it before Yom Tov. That's when it's mutter. If you're able to do it the day before and you chose not to, then you're not allowed to on Yom Tov. But if you wanted to do it, but you couldn't, let's say, for example, you're completely onus, you weren't able to, or it was ready, and then it broke on Yom Tov. So, nothing you can do about it. So in that case, you're allowed to fix them on Yom Tov. We're gonna learn more about that later. Again, so then we see according to the Mechaber over here, when it comes to Ochel Nefesh itself, like just actual cooking, even if you could have cooked it on the day before Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook it on Yom Tov, even if it would have been just as good. Okay, so the Mechaber says Ochel Nefesh itself, you could do on Yom Tov, even though it could have been done earlier. Now, the Rama holds, and this Rav Avadia says also Sfardim should follow the Rama lechatchila. Okay, the Rama reads like this: V'yesh machmirin, but some are actually a little bit more mekel when it comes to afilo beochel nefesh atzmo. Even when it comes to actual ochel nefesh, that means actual cooking, shachtin, whatever it is, atzmo kol she'enu mafik tam klal. If it wouldn't affect the flavor at all, imasom erev yom tov. Then you shouldn't do it, if it wouldn't affect the flavor at all on Erev Yom Tov, if you did it the day before, then you should not be doing it on Yom Tov itself. So any kind of cooking, or shechting, whatever it is, now the general rule is, the general assumption in the poskim, Rishonim, is that things like kneading the dough for baking, shechting, and generally cooking and roasting and all these things, are better if it's done on Yom Tov than Erev Yom Tov. So in general, the rule is definitely you can do it lachatchila on Yom Tov, even according to the Rama. We're talking about things which would make no difference whatsoever. Then he says you should do it erev Yom Tov. A Mishnah Berurah gives an example where it might be better. It's definitely as good, but it might even be better if you cook it erev Yom Tov, as let's say if you make compote or you cook your fruits. So there's certain foods that sometimes they taste better actually if you cook it again and more. So for those things he says you should be machmir. Okay.
He also says it's machmir with the modeh.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
We're going to get to that.
There is a case where the Mishnah says it's actually Asur Darabanan, but we'll get to that. Okay, that's just a side exception. We'll get to Mihu im lo asaom erev Yom Tov v'yesh bot sarech Yom Tov. Now, if you didn't do it erev Yom Tov and you still need it for Yom Tov. Right, you could have done it the day before, but you didn't. Mutar la'asoto ayidei shinui. You're allowed then, even if you didn't, let's say, cook the compote, for example. If you didn't do it before Yom Tov, or whatever the thing is, then you can still do it on Yom Tov itself. But if you did it, if you pushed it off the mezid, or as some say, even the machlokas by shogeg, you forgot about it, you were busy. Some say, even for that, you should do it b'shinui. But everyone agrees if it was be'ones, then you don't even need a shinui. So that's a question if you forgot and you're sidetracked and you're planning to do it, if that's called in the category of ones or category of mezid for this halacha, should you do a shinui or not? Okay, but if it was completely ones, then not. Okay. All right, Kav HaChayim is one example who's machmer for forgetting that you should do it with a shinui. Okay. Fine, I think we should go on. Okay, base. Ketzira utechina uvetzira usechita vetzeda. Afo pi shehem melechet ochel nefesh asarum chachamim. So these things are cases of ochel nefesh. And they could be done erev Yom Tov. So therefore, it's aser derabanan. Okay, so these things that could easily have been done beforehand happens to be a machloket if you can do it on Yom Tov or if you have to do it before Yom Tov. If it's things that could have been done 100% as good beforehand, it's a machloket rishonim. If it's aser derabanan or an aser deraisa, Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's only an aser Darabanan. And he only holds, Pashtas, he only holds it's an Isser Darabanan if it's the type of malacha that are big. It's done in quantity. It's done in a big amount. And therefore it's like a big job that you don't need to be doing. You know, it's not like cooking one little chicken. These are things that are done in major quantity that's done for many days and it's a big, you know, becomes like a hassle and it's time consuming and that's not what we want you to be doing on Yom Tov.
You mean as a category, you still can't pick off one apple from the tree?
I think that's only Isser Darabanan.
According to the other
issue. Right, it's a Daraisa. Correct. Even though you're picking off one apple, it's in the category of Ktsira. That's right. Okay. Very good. Okay, that's it. Gimel. Okay, Gimel. Ein motzin masa ala behema b'yom tov. Can you, you have a donkey, you have a dog, you have a horse, can you put stuff on it to carry for you on Yom Tov? So machlokas, we're not going to get into the whole machlokas. It might be an iser derabanan, it might be an iser deraisa. It's a machlokas. It's either it could be shvitas behemto according to the Ramaz. There's no iser shvitas behemto on Yom Tov, only on Shabbos. Same with machamer. So that's a question. If it's deraisa derabanan, also, even if you're doing now, normally, if you're talking about Mechamer or Shvitas Behemto, then that would be an Isser if it's Dalet Amos or from one Rishus to another. But it's even, neither it's the Lashon of Ein Motzi, and Mishnah Berurah points out, is Lav Davka. Even if it's in one place, one Rishus, less than Dalet Amos, it would still be Aser B'Zev Uvdin Decho. Anyways, to make an animal carry for you on Yom Tov, it's an Isser, at least a Rabbanan.
So you can carry yourself, but you can't have your animal carry for you.
Correct. Dalet. Muksa. Now, this could become a big topic, but we'll keep it minimal. Muksa. Afa pishah mutar b'Shabbos. Even though muksa we know is mutar on Shabbos. What's he talking about? He's talking about the few cases that are muksa, that muksa is mutar on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah gives a couple examples, such as you have stuff that you sell. You have it merchandise. But it's the type of merchandise where it's not chisar on kis. It's generally you'll never touch it. But you know that if it comes out a random Shabbos and you need it, you'll take it for yourself. So that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Another example is or hichniso laotzar. You have stuff you put aside for storage. You're not planning to use it, but you might. So because of that, those cases are you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. It's not muksa if the case arises. Machmat mir is something that's a little bit disgusting. Gerif or a graf shel rei, so that's really disgusting and it's repulsive and you got to get it out of your place. That's going to be graf shel rei. We're not talking about that's going to be mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Talking about whatever a limited cases of muksa that are mutter on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch writes the Mechaber hechmiru bo b'Yom Tov v'asiru. We're more machmer for this category on Yom Tov more than Shabbos because people are quicker to be mezalzel by Yom Tov than Shabbos. Shabbos everyone knows is Shabbos. Shabbos Yom Tov it's a little bit more relaxed. So the Chazal made a few chumras here and there on Yom Tov that are more than Shabbos. This is one of them.
But food that's
omed lischora,
not
right. Food that's omed lischora, generally not. Correct. One example we're going to get to is, let's say you put stuff to get dried. So you put grapes or dates and you put them to dry. So those you grow grossi makim, you're makza biyadayim. You're like pushing it away completely because it actually becomes repulsive. You can't eat it when it's in the middle of the process. Okay, that's a separate case. And the Rama writes, v'yeshematirin muksa afilu biyom tov. And the Rama is mekel, which I believe most Ashkenazim are. They're mekel, and they say no, there is no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov for these categories. Aval no lad aser. I mean, that's mikar din. It doesn't mean that they're not machmer also, but mikar din. They have the Magen Avraham based on the Pri Chadash, also the Rishal, and it's the Ramah. Okay, aval no lad aser. The Rambam feels the Shabbos, but whatever is aser for no lad for Shabbos is also going to be aser for Yom Tov. V'chol mukta sheino balei chayim kegon otzar shel peros ve'etzim. And here specify now if you have certain muksa that's not balei chayim, okay, like chickens. So chickens, we're not talking about chickens. Chickens, for example, could be muksa because you use them just for their eggs. So they're muksa for the sense of you know, moving them and shechting them, the chule. Chickens that you're meyuchad to shech to eat on Yom Tov, those are not muksa whatsoever. But okay, let's go on. So if you have, let's say, these fruit or trees that are set aside. Yeah, for those, they're muksa, for sure you have to. We're going to see how to treat them later. So those, you have to set them aside if you want to use them. He says over here, we'll keep reading, we'll see what's different about the two categories. So by inanimate objects, or whatever, perod ve'etim, sagi kishiyomar mikana ninotel ve'em sarich shiyershom. So this category, of perod and etim, you can verbally just set aside and say, you know, these I'm going to use on Yom Tov, and that's okay. there are other things, and you don't have to make any physical act. You don't have to make any drawings, or you don't have to make any marks on their backs, or anything like that, or in the food. You don't have to do anything physical, just completely verbal. That's 100% enough. And Mishnah Berurah does point out, though, that's a machlokas. Some say no, for everything you do have to even make a physical action, and we don't just say yesh breira and it comes mutzmutter, whatever you end up coming to use. In other words, because the case is you have like a whole storehouse and a lot of it's muksa, but you want to like say in this area I'm gonna end up using some of it on Yom Tov. But we don't know which you're going to end up using. So you're just saying some of it I'm going to use, and I'm not deciding which ones, but it's going to be from this area. So there's an issue of yesh breira. And so by yesh breira, we're mekel ben yesod rabbanan. But he points out that some poskim hold you need to make a physical act, a marker, or make some kind of a differentiation physically, a demarcation. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in general, you could be mekel, but for something like tzimokim and grogoros, then where you're mamish, like put them aside extra, you put them on a roof, and you say, I'm not touching them, and they become gross. So in the meantime, so then those you should make some kind of a physical act. Okay, but the Eved, there might be room to be mekel. Okay, that was his kind of a pshara lechumra. Okay, umuter lahachin yom tov rishon l'sheni b'shnei yamim tovim shel galios. Now, what happens if you have 2 days yom tov in a row? So, this is in Chutz Laaretz, right? So you have 2 days of Yom Tov, and each day it's a Safek. So, normally, you can't be Mechin from the first day Yom Tov to the second day Yom Tov. Why? Because if today is Yom Tov and tomorrow's not, you're being Mechin from Yom Tov to Achol. And if it's vice versa, then, that's the reason why you can't. If today, obviously today is Chol, then it's okay, but we don't know if today is Chol. So that's why you're never allowed to be making from one day to the next. That's if you're doing with a Maisa. And then they point out even with chickens. In other words, the Chiddush of the Rama over here is you're allowed to go to take things that are Muksa, and verbally, you are allowed to be making from the first day Yom Tov to the second day Yom Tov, but only verbally, and not because there's two ways to learn it. But yeah, one of them is a Yiman Hashach. In other words, either today is Chol and therefore you did nothing wrong, and if today is Yom Tov, then you didn't really accomplish anything because you didn't do anything be'adayim with the Maaseh, and you just verbally were making something, but it's such a weak Hachana. And you didn't accomplish anything because tomorrow turned out to be Chol, and you didn't accomplish anything by doing your verbal hachana because you don't need it. You don't need to have it. There's no muksa on the next day. If today is Yom Tov and tomorrow is not Yom Tov, there's no Isra muksa on the next day. But anyway, a lot of it is because Amira is a lot more kal. But the poskim point out, and we're going to learn later on, you can't verbally be making your chickens from one day to the next, from the first day Yom Tov to the second day Yom Tov. Okay, I think that's enough for that. Let's go on. Taf Tzadi Vav, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. So we're going to learn a little bit about the second day Yom Tov. Magoya Chosin Shnei Yamim Tovim Misafek, Kol Ma She'asur B'Rishon Asur B'Sheni. Okay. Whatever is Asr on the first day is Asr on the second day, right? That's if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you treat both days the same. Right, we learned already you're not going to say Shechianu on the second day if it's the first days of Yom Tov. Because we treat each one as a complete Safek, and if the second day is Yom Tov, that means the first day wasn't. It was really Chol. So anyway, so they each are treated basically the same. We're going to see an exception. Now, if a person is mezalzel on Yom Tov, again, what's it referring to? It's a whole discussion, but especially the second day. if a regular person is mezalzel on Yom Tov, so that the Beis Din of the town has the right, and sometimes they should, they're supposed to put him in nidui and excommunication. And but if it's a chacham, they just give him lashes.
Do you have the word hayu min adin, or just umin adin?
I have the hayu.
I have umin adin. All right. Difference.
Okay. Beis. Now, ein chiluk bein rishon l'sheni. Ella, so we learned. One, the first day and the second day in Chutz Laaretz is the same, except here's two main exceptions. Le'inyan mace. So if someone dies on the first day of Yom Tov, a Jew is not allowed to bury him. But the second day of Yom Tov, the Jew is actually allowed to pick up the shovel, dig, and bury him. For the kavod of the mace, we're a mekel on the second day. Because the second day is really midarabanan. We just treat it like the first day. But another example, another exception, v'chen lichol et ha'ayin. If a person has a small, minor eye problem, if it's a real eye infection, it's generally considered pikuach nefesh. But we're talking about it's a very minor condition, or it's already been treated, and now it's at the end of treatment, and it's not considered a sakana anymore. In such a case, it would be usur to do, talking about refuah, we're not talking about putting makeup on your eyes, we're talking about refuah, some kind of an ointment. So then it would be usur to put it on the first day, if you're doing refuah, that's an isur darabanan we're talking about. But on the second day,
I remember a Kornfeld said putting in eye drops for dry eye, not where you have an infection in the eye.
Okay, dry eye.
Just so that it's more comfortable. You can't do it on Shabbos, and this is probably what we're talking about. That probably would be able to be done.
For sure it would be second day on Tov.
Yeah.
So dry eye depends on the case, but it could be that it's not allowed on the first case.
On the first day.
It depends on the case. It depends how dry.
Yeah.
You would have to be able to function.
Yeah.
With a little bit of dry eye.
Yeah.
If you can't function well, then you need to, then for sure you're allowed to, because you're not doing any Isser Malacha at all. It's just called Rafua.
Yeah.
So if you can't function, then it's Mata. Okay. Alright. So anyways, what do we see from here? On Lichol Da'ayin, on Yom Tov, Sheni, you're allowed to do any Rafua, even if it's a complete Malacha Darabanan, an Isser Darabanan, a Shvus. Not a malacha daraisa. Malacha daraisa you can't do on the second day. But on the second day Yom Tov, you're allowed to do any kind of refuah. Not even things that are, you know, maybe mutar on Shabbos, you know, for everybody. Because it's not even an issue of gzeira sichas amamani. You're allowed to do anything that's even an eser darabanan for refuah on the second day Yom Tov. Haga. O sha'ar choli she'en bo sakana. We're talking about a choli that there's no sakana whatsoever. And even then, you're allowed to do an Isser Darabanan.
So you can say, aspirin, vitamins, all this.
Kol shekein, you can do anything that has no Isser Darabanan. It's just a gzera of sichas hamamani. So for sure, taking any kind of medicine, just you can't do an Isser Daraisa, which is not, it's almost hard. Most things are Isser Darabanan or the gzera. So that for sure. So anyway, all those things are mutter on second day Yom Tov. Even though things that might be usher for a Jew to do on the first day, and you have to get a goy to do it for you, on the second day it's 100% mutter with a Jew. Chutz miyom tov sheni shel Rosh Hashanah d'shnei yamin kedusha achas arichtahen. So the exception is the second day Rosh Hashanah. So the second day Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to do an Isser Darabanan for Rafua, and I don't remember if you're allowed to take a pill of the Gzera. If the Gzera, Sricha Salamanim, applies on the second day Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure, but we have to double check.
That's what he's saying.
He's talking about Lichol Et Ha'ayin, which is a mamish in Isser Darabanan. It's a using ointments. It sounds like it would be the same. That it's Asr the first, whatever is Asr on the first day is Asr on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Agreed. I'm just not 100% positive. You guys can let me know. I just want to see it inside. Agah. V'davka shvus derabanan dumi demichal eina. We're talking about any shvus derabanan. That's like michal eina. Aval av malacha, but if it's a mamish, one of the lamentet malachos, alright? Asur li Yisrael, even a tolda. Asur li Yisrael asotu afilu biyom tov sheni. So then there's no difference. Okay? So let's go on. We finished. Should we stop? Yeah, we'll stop here. Good?
Sure.